me to sing a little ditty?
Ready.
Under the mistletoe, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's good. All right. I'm so sorry, Rena. I'm out of breath again.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, you guys.
So good.
Oh, but honestly, Christmas is over, and that's weird. So,
What we should have done is Auld Lang Syne. Isn't that what that's called?
Yes, Auld Lang Syne. That's what we should have done. Next year, 2020, come back.
Yeah, we'll be ready. All right, well, we are doing, this is our last episode of holidays, but yeah, we're going to just do like a reflection on how this year was.
Yes.
And I can't believe it's almost 2020.
I know, it's so weird. Doesn't that just feel like a made up year that like when you were a kid never would have existed? Yes. Well, also just makes me think of the show, 2020. Yeah. Yes, it is, it's amazing. I hope you had a great Christmas.
Thanks.
Yeah, you were out, you were here and you went away, right?
Yeah, it felt like we were mostly in Boston for it, which is really fun.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like because Christmas was in the middle of the week, it really was like all of before Christmas and all of after.
Totally. We were within like an hour of each other.
I know.
But we didn't see each other because that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad lives like north of Boston by an hour. But what could have been,
Ellie?
Last year we did.
We saw each other
that was
Thanksgiving.
Sweet. Yeah. What could have been?
What could have been?
It's okay. Next time. Next time.
But yeah, it was a great Christmas. So.
That's awesome. I'm so glad. We had a great Christmas as well. So good to see the fam. Yeah. Well, we are excited to kind of reflect a little bit on 2019. We want to encourage you guys to even look at our show notes after this because all these questions that we're asking one another are going to be up. And we're just going to be able to, just so you guys can look at them, maybe write them down. In the past, Ellie and I have even gathered with some friends and like gone through some of these questions just to really talk more in depth than we would like here on the podcast about what we're reflecting on and then also what we hope for the next year.
I will attach that document too.
Oh yeah, that's a great
idea.
Can
I do that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
But yeah, I did a really helpful,
right? It was very helpful. It was incredibly helpful.
Or just even fun thing to do with people that you know and love, kind of thinking through what happened in the past year and what you're hoping for in the new year.
Yeah.
So I always like to do reflective thingies like that.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of start back a year ago today.
Yeah.
December 31st, 2018. Yeah. Where were you? Where did you start 2019?
Well, Laura, I was sitting next to you now that I think
about
it.
Stop. We were. Oh my gosh, you're right. We were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for remembering.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. I think we were at our friend Mary's house and we played a really hilarious game.
Yes, we did.
That turned rather inappropriate, I feel.
Seems about right. Seems about right.
For most of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I feel like 11:30, we turn on the TV, and lo and behold, there's like...
It was the worst local, like New Year countdown ever.
It was so lame. Weird.
Just a lot of really, like... A lot of drunken people who were like saying like, I'm so happy it's 2018, 2019.
20.
Yes. And just, it was real bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad, but it was hilarious.
It was. We laughed.
A lot of good conversation.
Yeah. A lot of good food. A lot of dips.
Oh, we love our dips.
Yeah, we do.
If there's any way to speak to Ellie in my heart, it's through dips.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
So yeah, that's where we started. And look where we at now. Okay, well, I'll start with a really lighthearted question. What was the low point of your year?
No, it's good. It's good. I think for me, the low point of 2019 was probably the lead up to my son Cooper's surgery. Mm-hmm. So he had surgery in like end of January of 2019. So it was kind of at the beginning. Just a lot of anxiety building up to that. He is a great, really healthy boy, but he had surgery on his lung. He's doing great. My husband hopes he'll become a rugby player, but he's wonderful. And that's an amazing gift. But I would say all the anxiety leading up to that and then like afterwards, it took a while to have that breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
We finally had it. It was good. But that was tough.
Yeah.
It was a tough
so
part
hard.
Of the beginning of
Anything having to do with your
kids
in that way, I think, is really hard and heavy.
You just want them to be healthy all the time. What about you?
I feel like kind of surrounding the date of my pregnancy that we lost felt hard.
Oh yeah.
And in a funny way, it almost felt like that moment was harder than the actual loss because it felt like, oh, I'm still not where I was hoping I'd be. So yeah, I remember that was in March, and I remember that feeling really heavy and downer-ish. So yeah, I feel like that was probably my low, and I think it probably not broke me, but pushed me to a point of needing to say like, I should it's okay that I'm not doing well right now. Yes, I'm sad. Absolutely. That's okay to be sad.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in every, like, I think even for people like myself, I'm very, like, present focused. I have a hard time looking ahead a lot. But I think even so, it's like, especially I feel like when it comes to wanting to grow your family, you kind of are always thinking about, like, what could be,
yeah,
what could be ahead. And you're thinking about a lot of timelines and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's
and,
something that can be very consuming about it in a way that I don't love. But
yeah, that was tough.
Yeah.
What about a high point for you? What was something that was positive about 2019?
Truthfully, it was probably when we got pregnant. And I remember we found out we were pregnant. I was coming home from a wedding rehearsal. And I have, I mean, less than zero patience, I would say, when it comes to taking pregnancy tests. So I, like, stopped at Walgreens, went in the bathroom and took it.
Oh, my gosh.
Much to Mark's dismay. And it was positive. So I, like, get home and I'm like, I have to tell you something, Mark. I took a pregnancy test and it's positive. So I was just a mess. Like, felt just stupid that I had taken it before without Mark, but then, like, so totally overwhelmed. And then we went to Dairy Queen with our kids. We rode our bikes there. And I wouldn't say I'm necessarily, like, a big symbolism person, but there was a rainbow in the sky.
It was pretty special.
And it felt like just a really cool, like, moment of... And I didn't even know for sure that it was going to stick and last, but it felt like a cool moment of God being like, hey, I see you, and I promise I'm, like, in this with you and still good.
Yeah.
So that was a really special, cool moment.
Absolutely. I'd say that was a big highlight for me, too.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff.
Thank you, friend. How about your high?
I would say my trip with my family to London.
Yes.
So we went to London in
May.
Oh, it was so incredible. I'd always wanted to go. And we went there for, like, a rugby tournament, but we went there, like, 6 days early, just Grant and the kids and I. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt like things were, like, flowing well as a family. It was the first, like, family trip we had taken like that, where it was just the four of us. Cooper was, like, 8 months old, so that's, you know, its own beast. But we made it work.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Totally.
But it was so fun. And Tucker still talks about London all the time. We have so many London toys that he, like, still plays with and wants to play London and go to London.
So cute.
He'll always ask to go on a plane to it. So I just feel like it was such a special thing in our year.
Yeah.
And felt like something where we're like, we want to do things like this more often.
Yeah.
And I think when your kids are really young, it's hard to be like, yeah, we should take a vacation, just us. But it is, I think it's worth it when you can have some time even before or after a vacation to go somewhere special.
Yeah.
Just your immediate family. And it was... yeah, just a really big gift. It was awesome.
Okay, so right around that time when you went to London, it was right before we launched the podcast.
It is. That's so weird to think
Which
about.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Because I remember us being like, I guess we'll just record ahead of time and then...
then you'll go and...
and then we'll release it. So I was curious, what do you feel like doing the Honestly podcast has taught you?
You know, I feel like afterwards, I have such good time management skills.
Yeah.
We're going to be real with you that Ellie and I both have been caught, like... editing an episode at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And it's terrible,
it's
but we're getting better. We are getting better
we
about
are,
these
yeah.
things. More disciplined, whatever.
Yes.
So that's a joke. It has not taught me time management skills. I would say it has been good for me to, like, be more bold in sharing my, like, true self, you know, because it's like, yes, a lot of this is just us having fun conversation, also trying to, like, create meaningful moments with one another and hopefully create meaningful moments for you guys as well. I feel like it's helped me feel more confident in just sharing what I actually think and, like, just let that be okay, not overthinking it, just putting it out there. So,
that's great.
What about you? What has the Honestly podcast taught you?
THP. I think for me, I just haven't done something like this.
Yeah.
I mean, ever, obviously, but haven't done something that feels especially, like, creatively risky.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just been good for me to have to exercise my brain in, like, how do we talk creatively about things and what topics matter and stuff like that. So I just feel like it's been a really good exercise in taking a risk. And I don't really feel like at this point we're, like, changing lives and the world and stuff like
Hopefully
that.
We're just encouraging people
and
having
exactly.
fun.
But I feel like it's been a big change for me in my own heart of doing something like this and sticking with it.
Yeah, because we had no idea if it would be good.
We did not.
Successful. And people, you guys like it. So thank you so much still listening. We even have a high school listener.
Yeah.
Shout
several.
Out to
we have several high school
Oh, that's
listeners.
So sweet.
I know.
That's, you know, that is pretty special.
We love you, Soph.
Yeah. I was honored, to be honest with you.
Yes, I know. It's so cool.
Okay, so... looking back over the past year, how do you feel like you've just grown in general?
I feel like the word that comes to mind is patience. So I would say I'm a generally impatient person, like to get things. I mean, maybe we all are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the slow process of growth and development has just been something that's been harder for me in the last couple years. So I feel like in the journey of getting pregnant and just even, I don't know, learning how to have conversations about things that are hard for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just think there have been a lot of things this year, even like in parenting, where I'm just really having to say like, hey, this is a process that's just longer.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be fixed the first time. And what this actually requires is just like slow and steady dedication and intentionality, mm-hmm. kind of going after what I feel like God is calling us towards.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think awesome. Patience is probably what comes to mind.
Yeah.
How about for you?
I think for me, something like an area I feel like I've grown is more to do like relationally. Mm-hmm. So relationally with my husband, I feel like I've grown in appreciation for him, who he is. I feel like we celebrated a couple weeks ago, we celebrated our 9-year anniversary.
Crazy.
And always, I know, so crazy. We're little babies. I always, during that time, I'm always looking back on like pictures from over the years. Or I recently was looking at like our honeymoon pictures and was like so dying because they're so ridiculous. And our honeymoon was like very fun to be together, but the whole other the experience of just like the hotel we were at was terrible. It was hilarious. So a lot of funny memories came up for sure. But it also just made me think of like, wow, I hardly knew that man.
Yeah.
I hardly knew who he was and still felt like, like there was still a lot of like confidence moving forward in our marriage, but it's like you have no idea what you don't know until you're married. And I feel like this year though, I feel like I've grown a lot in being intentionally appreciative of my husband and like seeing the good in him and celebrating who he is. And maybe there's just selfishness keeps you from doing that sometimes.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's an area where I feel like I've grown and our marriage is healthier for it. And I think that he's taught me a lot about that because he's always done that really well.
Yeah.
So that would be an area I think relationally that I've grown a lot more. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. So as you look forward to 2020, what do you feel like you're hoping for?
Yeah. I think intentionality with my family and parenting. I think that now that our, you know, Tucker is going to be 5 this year. And I just feel like there's a lot of stuff where when they're really little, you're just kind of like doing the day to day.
Yeah.
But I feel like I really want to grow in being, my hope is that 2020 is just a year of intentionality with my family, and whether that's creating traditions and discipline and, in parenting. I feel like parenting is a big one that I'm thinking of. It's like, man, I just really hope that I make some choices that even if they feel inconvenient in the moment are for the sake of like growing these sweet little humans into grown men someday, which is very weird to think about.
Very weird.
But yeah, what about you? What are your hopes for 2020?
I feel like the words that keep coming to mind are rhythm and routine.
Yeah.
And I think that's something Mark and I both really struggle with because we both just like fun, new, exciting. Yeah, let's do it. Yes, yes, yes.
Yep,
and I think we've started kind of cultivating some of those things this past year. But yeah, just feeling like with every kid that gets added, life slows down a little bit.
Yeah.
And feeling like with the new baby coming in April. Just really hoping for movement towards a life that's very rhythmic and like full of, just like small things that feel full of joy, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's awesome. I love that so much.
Yeah.
Well, we are excited to enter into 2020 with you guys.
Yes.
And it's so great. This is not the end.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, thanks guys.
Bye. Yeah.
No, we're really excited.
Next week is episode 30.
I know.
So look for a new giveaway.
Yes, to start the new year. This is going to be very fun.
It'll be very fun.
Very fun. Well, you guys, we hope that this new year that you find the beauty of being your real self with those that you know well and not so well, the freedom to laugh at yourself and in the midst of hard circumstances, and the courage to initiate meaningful moments with those you love. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.